Hello?
Hey. Who's this?
Who's this?
Well, this sounds like Mark.
It is.
Good.
Who's this?
That's who I called for. This is Roy.
What's up, Roy?
Not much. We were having a gender reveal party on top of your truck. I'm sorry about that. On top of the Toyota, I mean.
On top of my truck?
Yeah. I had friends gathered around, and we released some of those gender reveal poppers. We were having a gender reveal party. Just a real quick one. So I stood on top of your Toyota, and I set off the poppers.
Yeah, yep. I did not look at the top of my truck.
Yeah, it's like little pink and blue dots. They will not come off. I tried using alcohol wipes on them, and I tried 409. I just slathered chemicals all over your roof, and they will not come off.
Huh. Well, I went through the car wash today, and I do not see any pink or blue chemicals on top of my roof.
Oh, they're like micro dots. They're little bitty ones. They're like the...
Why in the world would you be on top of my truck?
Oh, I was standing up there making my announcements about the gender reveal, and then
Why were you on my truck?
I revealed the poppers, you know, I set them both off.
No,
and it was both.
You don't understand.
Pink.
Why were you on my truck?
Well, because I was standing up there so everyone could hear me better. Because there's a small crowd
why?
Gathered around your truck. I'm trying to tell you why.
What, do you just pick somebody's truck and stand on top of it?
Yeah, that's just the way I roll.
You're a fucking idiot.
Why would you say that?
Because that's not right.
Well, you're not right. You call me an idiot for no reason? Why are you doing
it? There is a reason. There is a reason.
Okay, well,
You don't need to be on top of my truck.
Okay, well, I won't get up there again. I was just doing the gender reveal party.
I don't care what you're doing.
So you don't care, or you do care? I'm confused.
I don't care what you're doing. You had no business getting up on my truck.
Well, sounds like you do care then.
I do care.
Okay.
Why do you think it's all right to climb up on my truck?
Because I was talking to a group of people and I just wanted them to hear me better. And also a lot of them were filming and I wanted them to film the gender reveal smoke and confetti.
You do not have the right to get up on my truck.
And paint. And guess what? It was kind of a twist ending because we decided to reveal both blue and pink.
I don't care what you were doing.
And then say, well, the baby hasn't decided yet which gender it is. So what right do we have to choose for it?
And what right do you have to get up on my truck?
I think you're missing the more important point here, sir.
No, I'm not.
Why?
I'm not missing a thing.
I don't get why you just called me back to yell at me or something?
No, you called me.
I know, I called you because I left the note and then you left me a message. And I'm calling.
Right, and you're just now returning the call.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I had a busy weekend. I wasn't even able to do a hobosode this weekend because I was busy.
I still don't see where you get the right to climb up on my truck. What gives you that right?
Well, it was just there. Nobody else was using it. It's no big deal.
No, you do not have the right to get up on my truck.
It's not like I was wearing...
No matter where it is.
It's not like I was wearing
this...
Hey, it's not like I was wearing those spiky shoes, right?
I don't give a shit what you were doing.
Well,
it's a good thing I didn't catch you on top of my truck.
Are you saying you wouldn't care if I was wearing shoes with spikes on them on top of your truck? With those metal spikes? Because that would scratch up the top of your truck. I think you should care about that.
I think you're a fucking idiot.
I know. You said that to me twice now. It's hurtful.
Yeah. Why do you think you got the right to climb up on my truck?
Why do you not even care about my baby's gender?
Because you're a fucking idiot.
Well, that's mean. Sorry, are you done yelling at me? Can I hang up?
I don't understand why you would think you deserve to climb up on my truck.
What do you mean deserve it? It was just there. Nobody was using it, so I climbed up there to make my announcement.
That's wrong.
Okay, well, it says you, but you know what? Everyone else enjoyed it and applauded, and a lot of people filmed it.
Right now, it's a good thing I was not there to see you do it, or I'd have drugged your dumb ass off of the truck.
Oh, no, I would have kicked your motherfucking ass if you tried that.
No,
you fucking pussy.
No, don't start on that with me.
Oh, you can say mean things to me, but I can't say mean things to you?
You can say whatever you think is right, but wherever you get the wild-ass idea that it's right to climb up on somebody else's property without their permission, you are wrong.
What about if I say I'm sorry after, like I did?
I don't... This is unbelievable.
Oh, you don't care again?
I don't care.
You keep saying you don't care, and then your actions seem to like suggest that you do care. Like, you know, yelling at me and calling me names. And
You're just unbelievable.
You're unbelievable. I'm going to kiss you on the mouth, sir. If I ever see you, I'm going to kiss you right on those lips.
You better hope you don't.
Oh, I will. If I see you, I'm going to kiss you on those supple lips.
You better hope you don't. That's all I got to tell you, mister.
Okay. Well, we'll see
that would be probably the dumbest fucking thing you ever
We'll see what happens, because I might just find you attractive, and I might decide to just kiss you on the lips.
Yeah.
All right. Hang up that fucking phone, Mark. I got shit to do.
Yeah.
Hang it up right now.
No, because when I found that note on my windshield,
yeah,
I went straight to the police.
Why'd you do that? I left a note.
Somebody said they dinged my truck.
I know. I left a note. That's what you're supposed to do when you ding someone's truck.
Where did you ding it? You didn't explain to me that.
Well, is that why you went to the police? Because my note wasn't detailed enough?
No. Because I thought there was damage on my truck.
It's just that gender reveal paint. It sprayed all over the place. It got all over my pants, too.
Yeah. You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I know. You keep saying that, but I think really deep down you love me.
Yeah. You are amazing.
Aww.
How did you end up in at the football game?
You're amazing.
For a gender reveal?
Amazing. Because my kids go to that school, and a bunch of my friends and family were there. They gathered around the truck. I stood on top. And I made my announcements, and people filmed it. And you just need to calm them. You just need to calm the fuck down.
No, you are a fucking idiot. Is all I have to say.
Are you sure that's all you have to say? Because you said a lot more than that.
Well, I just don't understand why you think you have the right to get up on my property.
Because your truck was tall. I have a short car. I have a hatchback.
No, it's not. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, it does. Because
the
cab's higher, you fucking idiot. So, like, I'll be higher up and people can film me easier.
It's not yours to stand on or whatever you did.
Well, I didn't even hurt it until the paint got all over it. Little specks of paint. No one will even see them up there because your cab's so high.
I will see when I get it out in the daylight tomorrow.
Oh, you see.
And if there is damage, the police department will contact you.
Oh, the police department comes over here? I'll kick their ass.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, it will.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, you just be looking for a surprise kiss on the lips for me, sir.
Well, I hope you don't.
Okay.
That would be the second dumbest thing you ever did.
You might like it, though. You might like kissing me on the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, gather around, folks. Let me tell you about a man from Illinois. He's got a master plan. Calls himself Roy, but his real name's Brad. Prank calls galore, it's the fun he had. Bradley Carter, king of the phone. Dialing up Mildred, leaving her alone. Kisses on the cheek, men and women alike. But it's all in good fun, no need to take a hike. Felon by trade, but a jester at heart. Safeway's his haunt, plays a shopping cart part. Pepsi's his poison, he can't get enough. FBI buddy, sure, that's the cool stuff. Bradley Carter, with a dialing screen. Laughs and giggles from sea to shining sea. Pepsi in hand, mischief in his eyes. FBI pals, they all sympathize. His pranks are harmless, never mean or cruel. Just a little mischief, breaks the boring rule. Mildred Monday, oh, she'll never forget. Bradley's calls, the one she couldn't reset. Late night giggles, ringing in the air. Bradley's chuckles, without a care. FBI buddies, they give him a wink. Safeway aisles, where Pepsi cans clean. Bradley Carter, Pranker Supreme. Living out his pranks like a vivid dream. Calls Mildred Monday, leaves her in glee. Oh, Bradley Carter, what a jubilee.
Hi everyone, this is the Snowplow Show, and I'm your host, Brad. This is episode 841, and it's brought to you by today's sponsors, Cody No Name, Cactus Mike, ASE Presents, JT, and Zero Cool. Thanks everybody for supporting this show and all the other shows. You might be wondering what today's intro song was all about. That was a song that Nunu made, and he's been making a lot of people in the prank call community songs. And it's gotten me obsessed with the AI music stuff. I've got a subscription now, and I've been putting stuff together. It's been a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. I've had other people send me some music made by this thing, and I'm going to play one of those now. I think somebody else sent me a couple songs too, but I may have lost those in my email already. I'll find them next time. But this one is from Jesse. It says, "Hey Brad, it's Jesse. Love the show. Love you. Say it back or it's weird. I love you, Jesse. Been listening to the show since 2019. I have some music for you. Please disclose that it was made with AI, but I hope you'll love them as much as I do. Maybe put them on the show." Oh, I will. I'll put one of them on at least. Because aren't they the same song, just sung in different ways? This one is called Oh Boy Roy.
It's your boy. Ready to go off on this neighborhood. Roy Gerbil in that blue house, what a curse. Making my life a fucked up, gonna make it feel worse. Man, I'm feeling overwhelmed every day with him. I'm just damn funny how he even got the nerve to act like this he ain't deserve. Roy Gerbil, what a joke, what a clown. In the blue house, got me feeling down. Fuck his shit up, burn it to the ground. Worst neighbor in this whole damn town. Rolling up to his house, feeling the rage. All that noise never acts his age. Roy Gerbil, you a fucking pest. In my neighborhood, you failed the test. Here we go with the diss. Roy Gerbil, you need to cease and desist. Can't stand your noise, it's making me hiss. Time to vanish, get out of my bliss. Making my life a fuck up, gonna make it feel worse. Man, I'm feeling overwhelmed every day with him. I'm just damn funny how he even got the nerve to act like this he ain't deserve. Roy Gerbil, what a joke, what a clown. In the blue house, got me feeling down. Fuck his shit up, burn it to the ground. Worst neighbor in this whole damn town.
What the hell? How did he get it to do that? Just have some crazy old man in the background screaming all of a sudden. But that was one of them. I'm sure there will be more. I don't know. Maybe I'll throw this other one in the middle of the show or on the end of the show. But I think it was kind of the same. It was a song about how much they hate Roy Gerbil. It's very relatable. Thank you, Jesse, for that. I need to play one more thing sent in by a listener. We got a congratulations from a celebrity. on Cameo. And by the way, I apologize for spending this entire show just playing clips of things that people have sent to me. But don't worry, this one is not a AI thing. This is a Cameo, which I get. Does that mean this is the actual voice of this thing? That's crazy. Anyway, here it is.
Chugga chugga woohoo! Congratulations, Bradley Carter and the Cactus Boys. Word around Sodor is that you stayed on track and watered your trees in the backyard. Your Cactus Club friends could not be prouder. We are all very proud of you. I hope you are proud too.
This sounds like AI, but it's Cameo. Cameo Kids.
Because that is the most important thing. Whenever I keep a Thomas promise, I know I've earned my number one, and now you have earned it too. Keep up the great work, Locomigo. I can't wait to hear what you do next. Great job, Bradley Carter.
Okay, calm down. In the email, it said congratulations on 50,000 subscribers on YouTube, which just happened about a week ago. Or was it this week? I don't remember. But yeah, yes, we made 50,000 subscribers on the main YouTube channel. So we're really close to a million now. We're almost there. Thank you, Justin from West of the Rockies, for getting Thomas the Tank Engine to congratulate us. Even though he didn't say anything about 50,000 subscribers, it was still very nice. All right, you probably want to hear some prank calls now. But first, I'm going to play you this new AI song that another listener made. No, I'm just kidding. I'll just throw it in randomly somewhere in the show. It'll be very off-putting. But for now, let's do some prank calls. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey. You didn't say hello when you picked up. That was weird.
Who's this?
Oh, it's your neighbor. It's Roy. Hey, we're gonna be using your backyard tomorrow. Do you have like sheets of plywood where you could put them over your back windows?
I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, is this Dupree? Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce your name. It's a weird one. I'm your neighbor. I live on Ulrich Street.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any plywood where you could put plywood over your back windows? We're going to be in your backyard.
I'm not sure your street faces my street.
Correct. Yeah. No, we're doing a bunch of yards in the neighborhood. We're doing flash mob baseball games. So we're going to be playing baseball in your backyard. We don't want to break your windows. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
Can I just bring a big piece of plywood with me? And we'll just put plywood over your back windows when we get there.
Sir.
Yeah.
It's 2:00 in the morning. It's 2:00 in the morning.
Yes, correct. Exactly 2:00.
Right.
Yeah, I'm behind on planning all this. Sorry to call so late.
All right. I mean, hang on 1 second.
Were you sleeping?
No, I'm not sleeping.
Okay, good.
But I don't know you, so.
Okay, well.
I'm just curious to,
Weird that you would complain that it's 2:00 in the morning or bring
no,
it up.
No, it's not a complaint. It's not a complaint.
Well, why even bring it up if you're not even sleeping? We're both not sleeping. Like, we're the same.
Well, it doesn't matter. I think it's a little unethical for a person to call someone at 2:00 in the morning, don't you think so?
If you were sleeping.
It doesn't matter if I'm sleeping or not. That's not ethical.
Well, I work nights, so it'd be unethical for you to call me at like 10 in the morning. I'd be pissed.
So you're going to be playing baseball tomorrow?
Yeah, well, a group of us are in your backyard.
In my backyard.
Yeah, we're doing
flash. How are you going to be in my...
We're doing
flash. I understand that, but I understand and... I mean,
we're just doing flash mobs.
What's your address?
We're doing one inning per house, and you're going to be inning.
What's your address?
Well, you're not coming over to my house.
No, you said your neighbor, right?
Yeah, but I'm way on the other end, on Ulrich Street.
Okay. All right, well, I tell you what.
What?
So we can get to know each other.
Oh, no, I'm making phone calls right now, and I just want basically well,
I'm saying you don't care about inconveniencing me, so you know you said you're free and you work nights, right?
Yeah, but I gotta.
And I don't know who you are, buddy.
I got a baseball game tomorrow. Okay. I got a baseball game tomorrow.
That's all right.
I can't stay up all night.
That's okay. I'll tell you what.
What?
My brother actually works for the FBI.
Wow. And, that's neat. What's he do?
Yeah, that's really cool.
What does he do?
Some top secret stuff.
Is that what the FBI does? Is top secret stuff? I thought they were just basically the federal police. And they work on cases like the local police.
Bureau for Investigations.
Huh?
So, you know, it's cool talking to you.
I mean, spies, they do top secret stuff. FBI agents, they're more like government workers, you know? I don't think you know what your brother does.
I know exactly what he does.
What's he do? Top secret stuff? Because he wouldn't tell you about it if it was top secret. That'd be breaking some kind of oath. He might just tell you that to impress you. I think your brother's been lying to you.
What'd you say your name was, sir?
Roy.
Roy.
Yeah, listen, buddy. Do you need the sheets of plywood or not? Because I can bring them with me since I live so close.
Well, you said you live on Ulrich, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you think that...
I don't know what time. It's going to be. It's going to be any number 3. So it might be noon or 1 p.m. or so.
Right. So what I'm asking you is, I don't know you.
Flash mob baseball.
It doesn't even matter. That's why I said you. Right, but come over and introduce yourself right now so we can get to know each other. I mean, you know, you called my phone. I'd like to know who you are.
Okay, I'll say hi to you tomorrow.
No, we can say hi right now, right here, right now. You said your name is Roy, right?
Yeah, but I don't want you coming over. You sound a bit unhinged. And you're going on
I'm not unhinged.
You're going, on about top secret missions and... It's a little weird.
Who is this?
His name's Roy.
Ma'am, can you just shut the fuck up? This is our conversation.
Oh, don't talk to my wife like that, sir.
Well, she needs to go away because, you know, we're
no,
on
no,
the
phone. No.
Be like, listen, honey, listen, I'm on the phone.
You're out of pocket calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning and tell my wife to shut the fuck up. So, you know what, Roy? Well, you said you live on Ulrich, right?
She's inserting herself into our conversation.
No, we're one. We're one. Don't ever insult my wife like that. I took the time to have a cordial conversation with you.
I'm sorry.
You call at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're talking about coming into my backyard to play baseball.
The dogs will bite him.
Well, they'll fuck him up, but, you know, that's besides the point. You know, so...
Hey, honey, did you know your brother-in-law does top secret spy missions?
Don't call my wife, honey.
Well, it's just weird. Don't you told me about wife. How your brother does all these top secret
spy missions. You know what we can do,
missions,
I love your energy, Roy.
Aww.
And what we need to do is make some money together. That's what we need to do.
Okay.
This is hilarious.
Is it going to involve us getting naked together?
No. I'm saying we need to come up with something to make some money together.
Well, I'm making a little bit of money with this baseball thing.
No. That's for fun. I'm talking about more global.
That's what I'm doing tomorrow.
Okay, so we need to meet. We need to meet for dinner one day.
Look, I'm taking.
You pick the location and the time when it's convenient.
I have a girlfriend, sir. I'm just not interested
in you.
Well,
you can bring your girlfriend with you.
Okay.
Yeah. You can bring her with you. That's fine.
Can you tell that?
You don't have to do it 2 o'clock in the morning.
What?
Shouldn't you be fucking your girl?
What?
But he said the backyard. He said the backyard's at Ulrich, right? Isn't that way?
That was inappropriate.
He doesn't know where it is. Just ignorant and playing on the phone at 2 a.m.
Can you tell that wife of yours just to shut the fuck up? She is really annoying.
Your voice is actually annoying. You sound like a nerd in white dirty underwear right now. And I'm getting a kick out of it. I don't have to work tomorrow, buddy.
I would never wear white underwear. How dare you?
Well, your wiener, you can't even fit in underwear. How about a diaper? How about that?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
You want to throw in sauce? We can do that too. That's fine.
Well, that wasn't a very good one. Come on.
No. It's true. It's true, buddy. We know. You and I both know.
All right.
You don't have a life. It's fine.
Okay.
I offered you a business proposal.
I don't trust you as a business person because you tell me your brother
you
is
know nothing about
a spy.
No, I never said he was a spy.
I kind of
think
you're full.
Embellish some more.
It seems like you're
full. Roy, you can do better than that.
You're full of shit.
You can do better than that. Roy, you can do better than that.
Oh, wait.
You can do way much better than that.
Isn't that just what I said to you? That's weird.
No. I'm serious. You can do better than that.
Okay, thank you.
You know?
I'll try.
Yeah,
next
we need
time.
To get you on stage. We need to get you on stage for stand-up comedy. We got the NFL draft coming here.
Why you always try to make money off of me?
No. I said do business together.
Yeah, but you're just trying to make money off of my obvious talent.
No, I don't need that. I think you're talented.
Oh, thank
you. I think you're very talented.
I'm going to kiss you on the mouth when I see you.
Nah.
No, I am.
No, I don't have lips.
I
don't have
you.
Lips. I'm sorry. No, seriously. We need to make some money together.
Okay. Well, I'll see you tomorrow around noon. I'm going to bring the plywood.
No, we don't need the plywood. That's okay.
Well, what if we break your windows?
Yeah, you guys have fun. I'll be cheering for you.
Okay, come out and say hi. Don't be a weirdo.
Yeah, definitely will. What's the name of the team?
Don't make up stories about your brother, because it's not going to impress anybody.
That's a fact. That's a fact, buddy. That's a fact. Yeah, well, that's a fact. That's not exaggeration or a story.
Oh, that he's a spy?
Anyway, back to you and I. No, I didn't say he was a spy. But anyway, back to you and I. What's the name of your team?
He does top secret missions.
What's the name of your team?
Oh, we're the Bears.
The Bears? You guys are better than the Red Wings?
Oh,
who lost
definitely.
Tonight in overtime?
Look, we're not a professional league or anything. We're just, neighborhood people.
Yeah, that's okay. At least you guys got a lot of integrity, though.
Yeah. We do.
Right.
Why are you guys up so late?
Time is of the essence. Yep. Or is it?
Morning for a job like you do.
Why are you guys up so late, though? Does that mean
we're self-employed.
Oh, you're drug dealers. Okay.
Drug dealers, huh?
Listen, I gotta go.
Is that your definition of self-employed? Is that your definition of self-employed?
This is my impression of both of you.
We could sit on the phone all night. Listen, man. We could do this all night.
But that'd
care.
Be a boring waste of my time.
That's why I said we need to get up.
What'd she say?
Why did you call to begin with?
I was trying to get some information from him. If you were a part of this conversation, you'd know that, honey.
I'm a part of every conversation.
Yeah, I bet you are. Just like a woman.
Yep.
All right, I love you both. Bye.
Oh, Roy, don't leave us now. Come on, man. We're just getting warmed up.
Oh, no, he's calling back already. Like, the minute I hung up, it just started ringing again. I'm going to have to block this guy. So, I don't remember how exactly. I think it was just a conversation we were having on Discord. But this idea is basically from Ice Cat.
Hello.
Oh, hey. Joshua?
Yeah.
Hey. This is your neighbor. It's Roy.
Who?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy. You gotta live down the road a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing baseball in your backyard by your house tomorrow. And I just need to come by and put up some netting along the back of your house so we don't break any windows.
You had the wrong number.
Oh, no. Is this not Joshua?
Joshua from where?
On 41 Drive.
Why are you calling me at 2 in the morning?
Well, we're doing flash mob baseball tomorrow. And we're just going to be playing one inning in your yard. Okay, he didn't want to hear that. Those calls were made at nighttime, like, 2 in the morning their time. Let's try some daytime calls with the same idea. Here, let me try a trick I know through the magic of pre-recorded prank calls and lots of editing. Hey, it worked. Okay, it's now daytime. It's a more reasonable hour for people to be picking up, and maybe they'll be less mad at me.
Hello?
Hey, is this Nebris?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor.
Who?
Roy.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. We're going to be playing, we're going to do some flash mob baseball in your backyard tomorrow. And I just need to put netting over the back of your house.
You need to do what?
I need to put netting over the back of your house. I don't want to accidentally throw a baseball through your window.
Okay. What time is that going to be?
Oh, I don't know. Probably around 1 or 2. It's hard to say. Do you have a pool cover? Like, we don't want,
yeah.
I don't want my players falling in the pool.
Yeah, we do have pool cover.
Okay, can you put that on? Make sure it's on. We can run around on it, right? And slide.
No, you can't.
Okay, we'll see. But yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, you know, my players, they're unpredictable.
Yeah, but still, though, I don't want no balls to be at my house.
Okay, we'll be careful. We'll be careful. I know there's just a small area of your yard for the game.
How did you get my number?
Oh, I looked it up on the internet. We're going to do one inning per yard. And I just wanted to, we don't want to break your windows. So I'm going to put a netting up over the back of your house. And we'll get started. And we'll just be there for maybe an hour or two.
I really don't like the idea, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but you're not playing. It's just us and our team and the opposing team.
Doesn't matter if I'm playing or not. I don't like the idea.
We're
need to put one up.
Okay,
well, on my house.
We're not professionals, sir. We're just, you know.
Exactly. That's the thing. So you don't need to put no nothing on my house.
We're just over at the community college. We're the baseball team.
It doesn't matter. I don't really don't care.
Okay, all right. Calm down. Just don't bother us while we're back there, okay? Because
I'm not going to bother you as long as there's no balls coming to my house, breaking my windows.
Oh, there won't be. I'm going to put a big net up over the back of your house.
You don't need to put no net up or anything like that. Ain't nobody coming to my house.
No, we're coming to your house to play baseball tomorrow.
No, you don't need to.
Oh, no, we definitely are. We picked out a few houses in the neighborhood.
I don't care who you picked out. I don't want nobody there.
Okay, well, I'm that's why I'm putting the net up, so we don't break your windows, okay?
No, you don't need to put no net up, no nothing like that.
I'm going to hang it from your shingles.
Go take your team somewhere else, play at somebody else's house.
I'm going to nail it to the shingles in the roof.
I don't care what you're going to nail it into.
I'm just saying that'd be the best thing to do. That way, if the baseball hits your house, it won't break your windows.
You ain't doing that at all.
It won't dent your siding.
You're not doing that at all, man. As simple as that. I better not see nothing around my house.
Okay, well, you're just going to see a couple baseball teams around your house.
I'm not going to see nobody.
And some fans.
I don't need to see anybody.
The fans will probably be in the next-door neighbor's yard watching.
I don't care who's going to be there.
Okay, so you don't care. You're fine with it all. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to see nobody in there. As simple as that.
You don't want to see nobody. That's a double negative. That means you do want to see somebody.
Nope, I don't want to see nobody. Not you, not your team, not nobody.
Then why are you using double negatives?
I'm not using nothing. Listen, man, you better not nowhere near my house, okay? Simple as that.
I'm not using nothing means you are using something. You need to learn English. I guess I shouldn't say that to somebody with a foreign name. That's kind of rude. His name was Nebris. I assume that's a foreign name. His last name is weird, too. I'm sorry, okay? I'm not trying to be mean to foreigners. It just happens sometimes, you know?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Sandy.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Sandy, why are you sounding so angry in your voicemail? It's just like, Sandy. That's how you said it. You're like kind of angry. You should say it more pleasant, okay? All right. This is your neighbor, Roy, by the way. Thanks. Bye. Oh, no. She's calling me back right now. I was not expecting this. Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Oh, Sandy, right? This is Roy.
Who's Roy?
Oh, I'm your neighbor. I live over on Monticello Drive. Hey, we're going to be playing a game of it's kind of like a flash mob, but it's baseball. It's going to be in your backyard tomorrow.
So, in my backyard.
Yeah, we're just going to random backyards and playing baseball. Is it okay if I put up a net all along the backside of your house so we don't break any of your windows?
I don't understand this. This sounds really weird.
Oh, we're just going to random yards and playing baseball, but I thought I'd warn the people and just let them know we're going to be back there, and please lock up your dogs or whatever, and also we want to put up, well, we can either board up your windows.
Can I call, okay, do you have a number that I can call somebody to verify this?
Well, I'm the one setting it all up. We're just neighborhood baseball teams around here.
How did you get my number?
I looked it up on the internet.
How'd you know my address and everything?
Oh, well, you just live a few blocks from me. Like maybe 4 or 5 blocks down Monticello Drive?
I don't know. This sounds a little weird to me. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay. Just, don't mind us. We're just going to be out there playing baseball, just an inning or two, and then we'll move on to the next house. We're only playing in backyards tomorrow.
You're playing in my backyard or on the outside? What are you talking about?
Oh, no, in your backyard. And there's going to be fans there, too. They might just hang out on the sidewalk, though, and watch because your fence is right there, you know?
I don't even get in my yard. I have locks on my gates.
Oh, we're baseball people. We're all kind of athletic. We'll just hop the fence. Hey. That was rude. She just hung up on me. She's got a nice little patio area out there that could be the dugout. What if we made the baseball diamond around her house? So, you know, home base is in the front yard. First base is over there on the right side of the house. Second base is in the backyard. So you got to, like, hop fences while you're running, you know? And I think that'd be more regulation-sized baseball. Not that I know shit about baseball, but I think you could fit a normal size. Oh, here she is calling me. Okay, she just... Her number just popped up on my screen again, but then it went away before I could pick up. And man, I hope she heard my voicemail to her, because that's awesome if she did, where I'm complaining about her being grouchy. I hope she heard that.
Hello?
Hi, Jeannie?
Yes.
Hi, it's your neighbor. It's Roy.
No, I don't know you.
Yeah, well, I don't really know you either. I live on Stony Brook Drive. We're going to be playing a game of baseball in your yard tomorrow. Probably just around noon, maybe noon to 2.
Okay.
And it'll be on your entire yard, basically.
Oh, okay.
Like home plate's going to be in the front yard, and second base is going to be in the backyard.
Okay.
So we're going to be hitting baseballs over your house and running around your yard a bunch tomorrow. There's going to be 2 teams. It's for the local community college.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and that's no problem then?
No.
Okay. Should we put up netting around your entire house to so we don't break any windows?
No, I don't care.
Chances are we're going to break some windows.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay. Just making sure. Thank you so much for being understanding and all that.
You're welcome.
We'll see you tomorrow. What's so funny?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
I was going to say her backyard, but man, her entire backyard is just taken up by a swimming pool and a patio. There's barely enough room back there to run around. I don't think it would have worked out very well. I'm pretty sure second base would be right in the middle of the swimming pool. But you know, that just adds to the game. You got to swim to second base? How cool is that?
Hello.
Hey, Dalton?
Yes.
Hey. This is Gary from the comptroller's office.
The where?
The comptroller's office. Here with the city, in Detroit.
Oh, and Ray?
In Detroit. The mayor of Detroit wanted me to let you know that he doesn't like you.
Oh, okay, cool. Good to know.
All right. Yeah, that's the message. That's all I needed.
All righty. Kind of weird, but all right.
Okay. Have a nice day, sir.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Well, that sucked. I saw at the last minute he was in a rural area, so we're not going to be playing baseball in his backyard with his collection of junked cars back there. That looks dangerous. So I didn't know what else to say. I just did the mayor thing. I don't know. He was actually kind of far away from Detroit. Oh, I got a call coming in, but it's from a weird area, so let's see what this is.
Finding anyone to answer the phone.
No. Robert, answer the phone.
How you doing? This is Gary with the city of Detroit.
Uh-huh.
Calling to let you know the mayor doesn't like you.
Oh, bullshit, he doesn't.
How you know he doesn't?
Because he let me suck his dick.
Oh, he let you suck his dick?
Yeah.
Damn, why are you sucking his dick? That's kind of weird.
That's not that weird, but I mean, I don't think he would let me do that if he didn't like me. So you're full of
maybe
shit.
He doesn't like his wife that suck your dick. Cause, you know,
maybe.
I want to let my friend suck my dick. That because like that make my friend gay. So you know, like I want to let my friend do that.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with being gay. It's 2024.
I mean, a little bit.
No, there's nothing wrong with being gay.
No, there's nothing wrong with being gay, but do you want to be gay?
Yeah, why not? I love sucking dick.
Oh, you love sucking dick?
Yeah.
You don't like pussy?
Well,
damn,
you know.
Dude, that sucks. That sucks to be you.
Well, you know, you can like both.
You can like both? Man, not really. Either you're gay or you're not.
Oh, I don't think
so. Gay.
Look, sir, there's a spectrum of gayness.
Yeah, you have to fully commit to that one.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure so.
I think you're wrong.
No, I'm pretty right on that.
Okay, well, I don't see you getting, you know, to suck the bear's dick, so try to stop being jealous.
That's different. He sucks my dick.
Oh, okay, so only he's gay, not you.
Yeah, no. It's not gay if you're receiving it.
Of course not.
It's only gay if you're giving it.
You don't have to tell me.
Yeah, we know you're gay. You suck the dick.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. What's your number again? What's your name again?
It's Roy.
It's Roy?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, Roy? Yeah. The mayor doesn't like Roy. He told me about that.
Shit. All right. Well, I love you.
In between the gagging.
I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
All right. Bye. Okay, that was the worst conversation. Worse than that first call from today where it was nighttime and the guy wanted to put me on stage doing stand-up or something. I'm not enjoying my conversations today. Not all of them, anyway. I guess some have been all right. Looks like I have a voicemail from about an hour ago. It's been over an hour since that call that I just made. I went and had lunch and stuff.
Hi, this is Mike. Can you give me a call back? Thanks.
I will not give you a call back, Mike, because I don't remember who you are or where you came from. I'm sorry. Maybe he'll call me back, though.
Hello.
Hi, Carol?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I mean, I live down the road a little bit.
Roy?
Yeah. Hey, we're going to be our baseball team is going to be coming over there tomorrow, a little afternoon, I think. And we're going to be playing a game of baseball in your backyard. So, did you want me to put up a net to keep your windows from getting broken?
Tell me my last name.
On that side of the house? Why?
Yeah, I don't know, Roy.
Oh, yeah, I don't really know you or anything. Like, I live way down the road, like Winkle Mill Road.
What road?
Winkle Mill Road. We're doing flash mob baseball games tomorrow. So we're going to be in your yard for a few innings, and we're going to be in some other people's yards. I just wanted to let you know we're going to be there a little afternoon, probably. It'll be two baseball.
What's your last name?
My last name is Gerbel. It's going to be two baseball teams from the college, and I don't know, a few fans will be with us. But
are you asking my permission?
Oh no, we're just, it's a flash mob, so we just show up. And you,
I don't know what that is, and
oh,
frankly,
look it
I'm
up.
Not interested.
Oh, we're going to be there. We'll definitely. So that was a number from Next Door Nick. Quite a few of these have been from Next Door Nick. But on this one, this is something he sent me last year. And he says the house just south of hers was Eminem's former mansion. Call her as Marshall Mathers and ask if she found the crack pipe you lost while walking through the yard at night. Eminem's old house is huge, though. It's like a mansion. It's got a tennis court because we know rappers love tennis. So anyway, I don't know if she's somebody famous too or whatever, because her house is kind of hard to see. It's got a lot of trees over it. Eminem's house is so huge that there's no room for trees anywhere near it.
You've reached 87238. Please leave a message or call my home phone.
Okay, Carol, I'll come clean with you. I used to be your neighbor, and I used to walk around the woods a lot, and I'd end up in your yard. And I lost something in your yard, and I was hoping to bring a baseball team by with me to help me find it. So can I just come in your yard and look around? I think I left something behind there when I lived next to you. Please call me back. Thank you. There's no baseball game tomorrow, though. Don't worry about that. We're not coming. There. Maybe she'll call me back, and I can reveal that I'm Eminem, and maybe I can trade my crack pipe for an autograph or something.
Hello?
Hey, Matthew.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm with a baseball team. We're gonna be playing baseball in your backyard tomorrow. It's like a flash mob baseball thing we're doing.
Oh.
And do you have any boards to like board up your back windows? Because we don't want to accidentally throw a baseball through your window.
Yeah, I got some boards.
Okay, yeah. If you can just put those in your back windows by tomorrow. We'll probably be there around noon or one.
Where will you be showing up?
I'm sorry, what?
Where will you be showing up to?
Oh, in your backyard. On Winston.
Yeah, where's that?
Winston Drive.
Okay, yeah.
We're just going to play a couple innings. We're doing a bunch of yards in the area. It's just a fun thing we do.
Yeah.
So it's going to be.
You better wear a bulletproof helmet.
If a what?
I hope you're wearing a bulletproof helmet.
Bulletproof helmet?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Oh, no, you can't shoot us, sir. That's illegal. That would be murder.
Oh, you're trespassing, sir.
No, I don't think so, because I just let you know. We're going to be there. It's going to be a whole two baseball teams, and some friends and stuff are going to show up as fans. It's just a flash mob. Just calm down. People are going to be filming, so you can't go around murdering during it, okay?
Yeah, so, just be expecting some flying metal objects.
What?
And some loud bangs.
Hey, why don't you tell that bitch in the background to shut the fuck up?
And you ain't ever gonna see light again.
I'm never gonna see what again? Try not taking a bite before you talk.
Dude, I'm munching on some beef jerky. I don't know what you want from me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You sound real threatening now, Mr. Munching on Beef Jerky. I'm really afraid of this fake gun that you have. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, probably around noon or one. You son of a bitch. Why is that guy listed as I see. He was offering to hang up Christmas lights last Christmas. So that's the smart-ass teenager of the household that I reached. So he can't shoot me, not without his dad's permission. I don't think we have anything to worry about there.
Hello?
Hey, is Leslie there?
Who's calling?
It's your neighbor, it's Roy.
Who?
It's your neighbor, it's Roy.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I just noticed that I'm not talking to Leslie yet.
Huh?
I noticed that I'm not talking to Leslie yet. Go get her.
Yeah, what do you want?
Hey, buddy, that's between me and Leslie. Don't worry about it. You just go fetch her for me. You little bitch. Yeah, but that didn't work.
Hello?
Hey, could I please speak with Leslie, good sir?
What do you want, man?
Look, buddy, that's between me and Leslie. You just don't worry about it. You just go watch TV or something, okay?
Okay. Just lead in your ass if you want to.
There's lead in my ass if I want to? What? Is that what he said? I think he was coming on to me or something.
Hello.
Hey, Joanne?
Yeah?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy. I just had a question. I think I left something in your backyard. Like, did you notice anything back there? It was a catcher's mitt and, you know, catcher face protection thing.
No, there's nothing. I don't even know who you are.
Hang up! What? Ma'am, I need my baseball glove back. Oh, my God. I think that lady just hit her. What the hell? They can't just keep my baseball glove.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 245 is not available at this time. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey there, it's Roy again. I called a minute ago, and I just wanted to make sure Joanne's okay. Some screechy lady yelled at her, and I'm pretty sure she hit her. So please stop abusing Joanne. whoever you are, lady. I was just trying to find out if my baseball glove, if I left it in your backyard or not. That's all. You need to just calm down a little bit there. I live over on Glenview Court. I'll just come over and check. I'll come over and check and see if I left it there. Because I don't want to cause any more trouble for Joanne. Okay, bye. Okay, there we go. Sorry, Joanne, for getting your abusive relatives to notice you. I feel kind of bad now.
Hello?
Hi, Susie?
Yes.
This is your neighbor. This is Roy. I was wondering if I might have left my baseball glove in your backyard.
Who?
This is Roy. I live a few blocks over. I'm on Lark Per Drive.
Why would you have your baseball mitt in our backyard? You weren't even in our yard.
Oh no, we were. We were in there last night. Me and some friends. We play late night baseball games in people's yards. And I would have left my baseball glove and the face protection mask thing. You know, so
No, it's not here.
Well, did you even look?
Goodbye.
It's around the pool. I can just come and look myself. I'm pretty sure that's where I left it.
Well, you shouldn't have been in our backyard. I'll call the police.
We were playing late night baseball. It's just an innocent, fun thing we do.
Well, it's not in here. Sorry.
Not in the pool.
All right, goodbye.
All right, whatever.
Hello.
Hey, Stana?
No, I'm sorry. You've got the wrong number.
No, I'm your neighbor. I live on Country Ridge Lane.
No, you have the wrong number.
Ma'am, quit lying to me.
No, you got the wrong number. Sorry.
No,
bye.
You're a big old liar. I guess that was her old address or something.
Hello?
Hi, Carol.
You have the wrong number.
Bullshit. Get Carol on the phone.
Bull nothing. There's no Carol here.
Oh, yes, there is.
Hello.
Hey, Joseph.
Yeah?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy. Hey,
Roy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I left a baseball glove in your backyard last night. Have you seen that out there?
Are you crazy?
No, why?
Who is this?
This is Roy, your neighbor.
I don't have a neighbor, Roy.
Well, I'm not.
Who are
like,
you? Who are you?
Hey, I'm on Odyssey. You know where Odyssey is? The street?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I live over there, so calm down. You don't know everybody over here.
Why you leave a baseball in my backyard? I mean, what are you talking about?
Oh, me and some friends from my baseball team, we were doing late night baseball. We were in your yard about 2 in the morning playing a baseball game. But dang it, nobody's fallen for this one. I'm about to give up.
Hey, asshole, how you doing? Haven't heard you in a while.
Hey, Mark, what are you doing?
Hey, what are you doing?
You want to make out?
No, not today. I'm busy.
Well, tomorrow?
But thanks. You have a great day, and I hope you get some on the side.
Okay, I love you. Holy crap, I really need to change my number in this area. I think I've had this number for a couple of years now, and I think that guy had me saved as asshole, and he remembers me.
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's noisy there. Go somewhere else.
Who's this?
Don't worry about it. Just, you know, go to a bathroom or something. I can't even hear you.
Go to the bathroom? Who is this?
It's Roy, your neighbor. I live in the apartments.
You live in what apartments?
The apartments.
Village.
Isn't that where you live?
I don't live there.
Why not? Didn't you used to?
You got the wrong number, maybe, eh?
Bullshit. Oh, I don't think so.
I'm sorry, I can't hear it. Say it again.
This is pointless. Because it's fucking loud over there.
Hello.
Hey, Sierra.
Who's this?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
My neighbor?
Yeah. Yeah, I live like, you know, 7 or 8 trailers down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, can you come over? I'm doing the voicemails. I'm doing the voicemails now.
You're doing what?
Voicemails. I need help with the voicemails.
What voicemail?
The listener voicemails. You know, they call in, they leave a message, they have a dumb idea, or, you know, they just want to ask questions. I need your help.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you watching?
Okay, it's a prank phone call.
It's not a prank phone call. What are you talking about? I'm your neighbor. Why does it?
I don't have a neighbor named Roy that lives 7 trailers down.
Yeah, and across.
What are you watching?
Across the street, not on the same side as you. Hey, you tell that bitch in the background. You tell him to shut up.
Hey, bitch. What the fuck you say to me? Where you at right now?
I said, why don't you shut the fuck up? You're being real.
You're right, man. I put my mouth back in your mom's box, you little bitch.
Oh, you got me good, didn't you?
Who is this for real? This is a prank phone call.
I bet that guy wouldn't say that shit to my face.
I bet you
I bet he fucking would.
Yeah, probably not. I think he's a pussy.
For real, who is this?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy. You don't want to come help me with the voicemails?
You could lick my asshole.
Okay. Only if you'll help me with the voicemails, though.
It's a fake person. It's not real.
You're a fake person, you stupid bitch. How would I be a fake person?
Did you called me a stupid bitch?
Yeah, because you're being a real stupid bitch calling me a fake person.
Dude, you wake up every day in your body.
It is 7:30 at night. You're on speaker, and my kids just heard that. So go fuck yourself.
Hey, kids. Go to sleep now. She's the one keeping her speakerphone on when she knows it's a prank caller. And I've been cursing, so I don't feel sorry for her one bit. And I'm going to do the voicemails without her.
Brad! Can you hear me, Brad? It's Brown Teresa.
Yeah.
I'm calling from inside my car.
Hey.
How's the sound?
Sounds great.
Anyway, I still die laughing from that one call that you made to the guy that was on the tradio. And you said that at the end of his call, he said, hey, ladies, I'm single.
What?
That one is so funny.
You're making this up. I don't remember this.
Because he's like, I didn't say that. I don't say that. Hey, ladies, I'm single. All right, Brad, love you. Bye. Let me know how my car phone sounds.
Yeah, it sounds awful. Bye. And I kind of remember what you're talking about, but not really. It sounds kind of familiar.
For you water every single day. Yeah. A few apartments in Green Bay. And
great.
My rent will never increase.
Now we're not doing AI songs. We're just singing songs.
Because I'm locked in term, long-term lease.
Yeah.
That song is fucking awesome, even though I fucked it up. This is Shoko from Chicago. Been listening for 10 years. Thanks for everything, Brad. Don't give it up because we love you.
You're welcome. I won't.
I've been calling y'all for better than a month. I'm proud about y'all every time I listen to this. Come on.
Hey, Roy. It's T-Falcon here.
Hey.
And I started making some prank calls recently.
You don't say.
And I am a little bit apprehensive, though, about whether or not I should upload them to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if, like, my boss could see them. Like, if she found them, like, would I get in trouble?
I don't know.
Like, for calling people motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
What's your work?
Because, like,
give me your boss's phone number and I'm going to find out for you.
As a matter of fact, to be a professional, like, all the time, like, daily life and stuff, so.
I'm lucky. I don't have to worry about my boss hearing my prank calls. Does that make me lucky? I'm not sure.
Well, I love calling people motherfuckers and Ben Chugs and stuff like that. But do you think I should be worried about, like, getting fucking fired or getting in trouble?
Probably.
For, like, uploading prank calls to YouTube?
Maybe.
I know you.
Just send them to your friends and upload them in 5 years. And by then, nobody will care.
Can't say 100%. But, like, I just want your opinion, Brad. Thank you. Bye.
Just hang out in our Discord and upload all your pranks there. But really, I don't know what your work's like, so are they searching for you on the internet all the time? That'd be weird.
So, Brad, it's Rip Young, Dagga Dick.
And the Mad Slapper.
I'm here with the Mad Slapper.
Okay.
I need you to play Butt Plug City at the end of the show, please.
Okay.
I would appreciate it greatly. All right. Bye.
Bump into my cactus skin, Brad.
Please.
Okay, it sounds like we're going to have to listen to Butt Plug City at the end of the show by Rappy McRapperson. I know everybody loves that song.
Hey, Brad. It's Next Door, Nick.
Hey.
And that's a bit of a shame that that bag tackle didn't work out in that last hobo-sode there. I guess maybe your phone number is labeled as spam, just like in the most recent Snowplow show.
Damn it. Yeah, I've gotten, like, lots of submissions in the past where people just snap a picture of somebody's flight information or their luggage tag, and for some reason, those have just never worked out for me. It's just bad luck, I guess.
But yeah, I mean, like, a lot of people just have these bag tags. It's fully open. It's not like they're, like, enclosed or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I got one on my suitcase.
Open it up to see it, but, like, full names, addresses, phone numbers, just fully hanging out there.
Yeah.
And also, you got the tag from the airline, so you can see what flight numbers are on.
I should strap GoPros to my legs and just walk around the airport grabbing luggage tags as I walk. That's a brilliant idea.
But, yeah, like, you know, people got to keep their information secure if they don't want prank phone calls.
Yeah.
Anyways, take care.
They deserve it.
Hi, Brad. This is Randall from Pearland, Texas.
Hey.
I was told today that I tore my rotator cuff and I need surgery. And then I was told I lost my job within 3 hours. So
what?
Unfortunately, I can't pay on your Patreon anymore.
Oh, it's okay.
But I'll get back to it when I can. All right. Love you. Bye.
Well, that sucks. You were told that you had tore your rotator cuff? And is that related to your job? Or did you just lose your job completely separate of that? I feel like we didn't get the whole story.
Brad, it's me, Tobias Brooks.
Hey.
What episode on your
nice
show
landline.
Did the guy say he was going to kill you on? Because I really want to know. And also, have you ever seen the movie Cop Out with Tracy Morgan and Bruce Willis? If not, you should watch it.
All right,
bye.
Hi. I have not seen that movie. I don't think I've even heard of Cop Out. I'll keep an eye out for it, though. And I've been threatened with death lots of times in this show. You'll have to be more specific.
Hey, Boo Radley. It's Cowboy calling from Amish country, Indiana, and I'm using a burner app on my cellular telephone because I wanted to see if I used a different number if you would play both voicemails on your show, and I think you are playing it because you're hearing it right now.
Okay.
And you've been pranked. Congratulations.
Shit.
I don't know how to hang up the app. God.
So I see another voicemail in here from you from a different number. So here's 3 seconds of that one.
Hey, Broad Carter. It's Cowboy. I'm out here in Amish land in Indiana. And
yeah, it's just the same thing, basically. What are you trying to do? You weirdo. Stop hacking my phone. I'm going to end today's show before I get hacked. Yeah, that's my excuse. So I hope you enjoyed today's show of baseball. I didn't mean to turn it into a show of baseball. But somebody on Discord, I think, was asking me if I've ever done baseball calls. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is a baseball call. And I didn't get an answer. So I think I figured it out today on today's show. Those were baseball prank calls. Thank you to Cody No Name, Cactus Mike, ASC Presents, JT, and Zero Cool for supporting the show on patreon.com/phonelosers. You are about to hear a song by Rappy McRapperson made back in the days when we didn't use AI to make music. This is an actual real song called Butt Plug City.
One day I hopped on a Greyhound bus. Party time, baby. Las Vegas or bust. But I should have gone on a plane because my trip was totally insane. Oh, snaps! The bus broke down. We pulled over in a crazy town. I was walking around, it was really shitty. How did I get stuck in Butt Plug City? Oh snap! I'm walking around in Butt Plug City. Oh snap! I'm walking around in Butt Plug City. I went to a convenience store. but the name of it was Butt Plugs Galore, and they only sold butt plugs. Where's the cigarettes and soda pop? What the fudge? I walk down the sidewalk looking for the mayor. I've got a complaint that he's gonna hear. Walking down the street, people wore stained shorts. They all looked like they just hopped off a horse. I walked up to a street vendor. He had a beard. He was selling butt plugs. It was weird. A lot of his merchandise was shitty and used. I was upset and confused. Where's the mayor's office? What the hell? Shut up, dude. I've got butt plugs to sell. So I continued walking down the street. Dirty butt plugs were all around my feet. All this walking is making me thirsty. I need something to drink. Lord have mercy. I walked into a restaurant and saw the hostess. I need some water or else I'll get neurosis. She said, sorry, there's no water here, dude, but we've got gallons of butt plug juice. Butt plug juice won't quench my thirst. Butt plug city is the worst. Oh, snaps! I'm walking around in butt plug city. Oh, snaps! I'm walking around in butt plug city. Where's the mayor's office? I'm gonna complain. Butt plug city is hella gay. I walked into city hall. There was diarrhea smeared on the wall. Then I met the secretary. She introduced me to the mayor. His name was Larry. The mayor sat down. He said, oh yeah. He probably had a butt plug in his underwear. He said, how do you like my town? How do you like how butt plug city folk get down? Cheers. Now expose your rear. You're the honorary citizen of the year. Oh snaps. How did I get stuck in butt plug city? Oh snaps! How did I get stuck in butt plug city?
Bro, I will slap the shit out of you. Why'd you call my goddamn phone?